Weld, written by Glimmer and Yuenif. This Guardian fanwork is rated teen and up, and no archive warnings apply. Additional tags include soul bond, power sharing, hurt comfort, light and dark energy hand-wavy logic, alternate universe, canon divergence, fix it, canon typical violence, inspired by fan art. Summary. Zhao Yunlan feels it happen. Past and present and future lock into place. Role and responsibilities and duty. He'd already known that he belonged to Shen Wei, and Shen Wei belonged to him, heart and mind and body and soul. Apparently, their mingled core energies had been one step ahead. Or an energy bonding AU based on gorgeous art called Wield by Goss. And now you know as much as I do about this fic. this is being recorded as part of the 2022 Voice Team Mystery Box for a cold read challenge, where we are picking a fic based exclusively on, you know, tags and summary, and not reading anything else at all before we get started. So I'm going to have a lot of fun with this. I can already tell. I'm just excited already by the tags and the summary and the authors. Yeah, you're gonna get everything that I'm recording, you know, mistakes and all. And I do apologize. I think my audio quality is probably not gonna be as good as usual because there's rain in the background. And when I try and, you know, filter out the rain, you probably won't hear the rain because I'm gonna try and filter my background audio to eliminate some of the background noise. But that will probably mean my voice quality isn't quite as good as usual. So my apologies in advance. All right, let's get started. I'm so excited about this. It starts with small things. Zhao Yunlan turning around before Shen Wei can say his name, and they're already smiling at each other. Feeling a void when Shen Wei is in Dixing and Zhao Yunlan in Haixing. But that's just loneliness, right? After years of being told he had a cold heart, it turns out perhaps Zhao Yunlan is a bit needy. Then there's situations where Shen Wei uses his powers and Zhao Yunlan feels odd. Those times are usually fraught and dangerous, so surely it's normal that Zhao Yunlan's whole soul is spinning. Zhao Yunlan feels drained. After. He used to handle adrenaline crashes well, but he is getting old after all. He doesn't say anything. Shen Wei also looks drained all the time lately. One night, Zhao Yunlan gets woken up by the feel of a pull and finds Shen Wei in the kitchen, holding a knife to his wrist. That night, he finds out why Shen Wei looks drained. He's too angry to remember why he woke up. When Shen Wei disappears down to Dixing, Zhao Yunlan promises he won't go after him. Day after day, Zhao Yunlan waits for him to come back, barely sleeping. He stares... He stares at purple shadows, follows the gray twists of incense smoke, looking up with hope every time someone steps into his office at work. He keeps his word. He knows Shen Wei is still alive. If he truly thought Shen Wei was dying, Nothing in the world could keep him from going to Dixing. Not a promise, not his team, not his father. He firmly believes Shen Wei to be in danger. How could he not be? Yet somehow, something running between intuition and wisdom lets him know Shen Wei is breathing. Oh God, I love this. This is so good. Okay, I'm just gonna get back into it. You're gonna get my commentary too, because I just can't not squeak about this. This is the first time I'm reading this. I'm just loving it. Where was I? Okay, Shen Wei is breathing. Even when Zhou Yunlan wakes up from an accidental nap at his desk from yet another nightmare, he can tell Shen Wei is still alive. His heart is pounding with pain and fury that feels remote, not quite his, and his brow is damp with the echo of cold sweat. He wants to go. Badly. Still, he doesn't. His own frustration and anger slide off his bones and dissipate almost at once under an inescapable truth he senses more clearly than his worry. Shen Wei doesn't want him to come. Until he does. It takes Zhou Yunlan a while to really understand. It's not until he sees Shen Wei's familiar face framed by unfamiliar long hair, eyes wide and honest and so painfully earnest, that it all starts to fall together. This is the beginning for Shen Wei. Shen Wei heals him after the rebels get in a lucky shot, and Zhou Yunlan feels the tendrils of dark energy slide along the well-trodden tracks left by previous healings back in his time. When the young envoy pours energy into him, unbeknownst to this Shen Wei, it resonates against the particles of energy that are already there. Leftover specks inevitably left inside the currents of this vessel. Zhao Yunlan feels it happen. Past and present and future lock into place, role and responsibilities and duty. He'd already known that he belonged to Shen Wei, and Shen Wei belonged to him. Heart and mind and body and soul. Apparently, their mingled core energies had been one step ahead. Oh, nice quote for the summary. When the lantern hooks its power into him to send him away, back forward, he feels flipped over and ripped asunder. He staggers onto a sea of stars and is greeted by his Shen Wei, by the one who is, in a startlingly literal sense, his other half. Oh God, the end is gonna kill me. I can tell already. Okay. Now, Zhou Yunlan is the one tied to the pillar, while Shen Wei lays beaten on the ground. Reaching inside himself, Zhou Yunlan finds the fragments of power Shen Wei left behind, plucking at each like suture threads that once held his wounds together. He draws them into a tight bundle and prays for this to work. The guards held in Yitzhen's thrall sneer at Shen Wei, laughing as he coughs up blood. "Is this the envoy?" one says, parroting Yitzhen. "The one we were so afraid of?" "Pathetic," spits another. He kicks Shen Wei's ribcage. Something rips. The envoy of peace can't protect anyone, even himself. It's not an envoy's job to protect. Zhao Yunlan growls and lets the power tear out of him. It surges through his skin, through the gaps in his wounds. The chains holding him melt away, dripping into nothingness. He takes a step forward, then another. Protecting people is a job for a guardian. Each footfall is agony, but nothing hurts as much as Shen Fei's fluttering heartbeat. Yitzhak's shields try to stop him, to keep him from advancing. Zhao Yunlan grits his teeth and lifts his feet one after the other. Darkness clings to his boots, striking sparks on every downstep, making brittle, shiny coal out of stones. His hand drips blood, and the drops run after one another, congealing into an upright stream even as he walks on. He closes his fingers, and the blood fuses into a whip-like grip, a live wire that crackles with energy. Oh my fucking god, you brought in the whip! Oh my god. This has got to be what the fan art is, right? Right? I abided by the terms of this challenge. I didn't even open the fan art, but oh my fucking god. Ah, the whip! This makes me so happy. Okay. Swinging his arm back, he snaps it and the whip forward, aiming for Yitzhak. Yitzhak deflects it with a burst of power. Zhao Yunlan staggers on his feet. No! Shen Wei cries, and it echoes in Zhao Yunlan's spinning head. It's not enough, and they all know it. Zhao Yunlan needs more. But he can't feel anything left in his veins. Take mine, Shen Wei orders. Zhao Yunlan shakes his head. I can't. We can, Shen Wei says, dragging himself to his knees. He raises his hand, and Zhao Yunlan feels him use the last dregs of his control to focus the energy Zhao Yunlan is wielding, an ironing of creases and imperfections, or the sharpening of a blade. Oh my god, I just got chills. Oh. Zhao Yunlan raises his own hand, watching as black and gold tendrils curl around it. He looks back at Shen Wei and grins at him. He tastes blood, but he isn't sure if it's his or Shen Wei's. It doesn't matter. He licks his teeth and says, thank you, Xiao Wei. Turning back with a determined frown, Zhao Yunlan flicks his wrist, letting the energy slip from his fist and slide down the whip all the way to the tip. It curls and shortens, alive and ready. Zhao Yunlan shakes out his hand again, dispelling yet more dark energy, and the whip twists, thickens, rises up like a snake. As it strikes back down, blood flakes off the length to reveal a long, solid, scaled, familiar shape. Shen Wei's glaive. Oh my god, you got both the glaive and the whip in. Oh god, I'm just... Don't mind me fangirling over here. Shen Wei's knees give out and he spits out blood onto the stones. His hope that this works out meets Zhao Yunlan's. This has to. It's everything they've got. Zhao Yunlan raises his arm above him, turning the shaft around, allowing his own light energy to pour out of him and run out his hand into the weapon, lengthening and sharpening the brilliant blade at the end. It radiates light brighter than any Di Xing fire, the kind of light Zhao Yunlan only saw once before, at the end of the past. Zhao Yunlan traces a large arc in the air, cutting the very darkness apart as if it's nothing more than a curtain and leaving only the seared afterimage of a meteor fracturing the sky. This time, the tip strikes the floor in an explosion of light and with the echoing force of thunder. The world falls silent. Around them, Yet Sun's illusions burn as easily as yellow paper. Controlled people shake themselves free of Yet Sun's grasp. Shouts and exclamations begin to rise. Guards drop their weapons to the floor in horror. Yet Sun gasps and crumples to the ground, holding his head and moaning. His forehead is bleeding, split along the fissure the awl had left. Insidious traces of powers that had burrowed in his head leak out. Zhao Yunlan hopes, tiredly, that this too will be sufficient. Compared to the brilliance emanating from the glaive, the surrounding lava's pulsing glare is weak. People shield their eyes, needing to see despite the pain. The only shadows that dare remain cling to Zhao Yunlan, shimmering above his skin like steam off a lake at sunrise. They create the faintest impression of a dark, billowing cloak against the new impression of dawn. Oh God, that's a beautiful visual. He turns to see Shen Wei looking up at him, hand still outstretched. Zhao Yunlan extends his own, glaive dissolving into glittering dew. When their fingers intertwine, light and dark mingle at last. Enough, Zhao Yunlan says, and it is the end. Oh my God. Oh my God. I hope you guys are like fine with all of my like absolute flailing, but holy crap, I knew this was gonna be good, but it's so freaking good. I hope you all enjoyed this as much as I did, and enjoyed my random squealing asides, because that's just so much amazing brilliance packed into a relatively small package. And I can't wait to go check out this fan art. Oh my God. I'm just... Thank you. Thank you so much. Hey listeners, if you enjoyed this story as much as I obviously did, definitely make sure to click on that Inspired By link and go give some love to the text version of this story and to the fan art, which I will also link for sure. Thank you to the authors for having blanket permission to podfic. It lets me do crazy stuff like this of just jumping into a podfic on a fic that I've never read, on a like time limited challenge. This was a ton of fun. I highly recommend it, any fellow podficers thinking of giving this a try. Just read the tags and summary and then dive in. This has been a ton of fun. Thank you.